this StoryCorps interview, Aaron talks with his daughter Jennifer about his experience going to prison and how it affected Jennifer's lifestyle. Although he faced some struggles following his release, Aaron didn't allow them to stop him from becoming an author and motivational speaker.
You were able to adjust well, I think, when I lost my wealth and you didn't have it. And today, I think you've had a very successful career because of your work ethic. And what happened to my money? Well, sadly, I participated in a corporate fraud. Actually, the term is cook the books at our company, and went to prison for a little while and had to pay restitution and lost essentially all of my wealth. Today, I drive a Toyota Corolla. Years ago, I drove Mercedes and BMWs. It's a different lifestyle. Today, I do public speaking at universities and associations about corporate fraud and ethics. And I've been doing that for almost 7 years now, and I sort of reinvented myself. I don't make a lot of money doing that, but I'm making a living. And I'm interested in asking Jennifer, tell me a little bit about how you think what happened to me going to prison, losing the lifestyle that we had at one time, how has that impacted you?
I don't know any different, you know. I think at this point in my life, I'm so appreciative of everything we had, even though we lost it. I'm just so happy I got to do all that when we had it, you know. I mean, it wasn't ideal the way everything went down, but can't imagine never having those experiences.
That's interesting you say all that. I often think about and tell people and laugh about it. There's a lot of things you missed because I guess we did make life real easy for you. You know, there are some parents that say early on, I'm not going to help my child at all. They got to get on their feet and make a living themselves. I was very proud that I could send you to, like, for example, to England 1 year to study in London. And I think you appreciate that and you think about that and the fact that you were able to do things that a lot of people would never able to do. I'm proud of that. The whole going to prison, I don't want to say it was fun, but it was enlightening and life-changing because you think a lot about what you did and you're laying there in your bed at night thinking, how could I screw my life up so badly that I'm now incarcerated?
Tell me the story about when you got out and you tried to find a job and you looked at some home improvement stores. And
the job market for felons is not real good. I could not get a job, and I finally got an interview at a big box store. It went pretty well until he asked me if I'd ever had a conflict with a previous boss, and at the heart of how I got in trouble was a conflict with a previous boss, and I told him that I'd gone to prison and all. I didn't get the job. For 3 years, I mowed lawns to make ends meet. After doing that for 3 years, I started my career of giving speeches about ethics and what happened to me, and I've written 2 books. So I've been able to make a living as an author and a speaker.
What's your message to, what do you want students to come away with when you speak to them about what happened to you and ethics in general?
My big takeaway message when I speak to students is that they need to realize that ethics, being ethical, you have to work very hard at trying to be honest and live by the golden rule. I've added a quote to my speech recently, which I think is really powerful. A society without trust is not a society. It's a group of people that are afraid of each other. When you don't behave ethically, you lose trust and things break down very badly.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, StoryCorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and are sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.